Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
It's not too bad, thanks, Mike. I'm sitting on Grassy Corner, a little bit cold, into the men's third division here today. Peterhouse are at the top of the pecking order, with Queen's thirds making up the sandwich boat at the back of the, at the rear. I pass over to Andy.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Sadly, on first base corner, so just to run you through the full lineup, it's Peterhouse 2 leading us off. They're being chased by Stellwood 2, Eddie's 1, Borderland 2, Clare 2, Sithall 2, Hughes Hall 1, Churchill 2, St Cat's 2, Fat 3rd, Girton 2, King 2nd, LMBC 3rd, Jesus 3rd, Hees 3rd, Robinson 2, Clare Hall 1, and then Queen 3rd. You may have heard it in the background, that was a 1 minute cannon which just went. So as I stand looking up towards the motorway bridge, I can see the bank party just getting ready to push the crews out into the middle of the river. Now, this is, of course, the men's M3 division. After this, there are two more divisions to go, the W2 division and then the M2 division. Remember, no first or neither of the first divisions are racing today. They will start tomorrow and race Wednesday to Saturday. So there's two more after this one. And we've got about 30 seconds until we get underway here. Being pushed out into the middle of the river. I see the blue blades of Peterhouse with the two white stripes. They're going to be coming towards me first. Their cock just got hand in the air, and there is the start. And I'll be honest, Peterhouse have not got a good start. It actually reminded me of playing Kaplunk when I was younger. You had eight blades all pointing in different directions from the start from Peterhouse. However, they seem to have not lost too much ground. Selwyn has maybe made up maybe half a boat length. So that's down to one boat length between Selwyn 2 and Peterhouse 2. And in fairness, Peterhouse seems to have settled into not too bad a rhythm now. There's not going to be any early bumps at the top of the division. Selwyn, they pulled away from Eddie's first boat. There's about a two-length gap between them. Eddie looks to be in a little bit of trouble because Borderland have got it down to about one length on them. However, the real danger is behind Borderland. Clare looks to be pushing big five because Trinity Hall are catching fast on them. And Trinity Hall, look, it all depends on what angle they take around the first place corner, but it's down to half a boat length at the moment and now down to a quarter of a boat length. So I think there's going to be a bump here. That's Pit Hall 2 on Clare 2. And I think there's going to be a bump as we go around the corner. I will confirm that shortly. It's down to a quarter of a boat length. Very, very close. Just waiting to see if the clock will concede. For the moment, we're going to Rob, though, who's at Grassy. Rob, what do you see?
I just see Peterhouse and the gap between them and Selwyn has narrowed significantly to about a quarter of a boat length. It's going to be really interesting to stop there. And the gap between St Edmunds and Middleton again is narrowing. Back to you, Andy.
Yes, we go with you, Abby.
Hello, yes, I'm here on Grassy Corner, and it appears that Selwyn and two have pulled over. Otherwise, maybe they may think they may have bummed up on Peterhouse. They have pulled over to the side. They're carrying on, or they have taken an extremely wide corner, but that was some very, very dubious moves by Selwyn and two. Behind them,
I've got another to report on the first corner. It's just up in front of my eyes. Jesus 3, they have bumped Maggie 3. So Jesus 3 have bumped Maggie 3. And then it caused a little bit of chaos because Keith 3 had to change their line going round the corner. But it looks like Clare Hall 1, they've got overlap with Robinson 2 as we go round first place corner. And the cock is just conceded. It's a fantastic bump there by Claire Hall 1 on Robinson 2. The only boat left still rowing is Queen's M3, the sandwich boat. They're going past me now on the corner. Remember, they've already rowed over at the top of the M4 division, and they're going to have a comfortable row over. However, I say that Claire Hall actually haven't cleared the river very well, so they're having to work even harder, and they may even crash into the bank. They have crashed into the bank, so they're not going to be bumped because they are the bottom boat, but Queen's M3 are in a bit of trouble. They have stopped, crashed into the bank. Is anything else happening with you, Abby?
Well, no, we have just about seen the last of the boats. We have one coming through at the moment, and that is just far in the distance. What will be interesting to find out down the results end is what exactly happened when Stella went empty, when they ran into the corner. They seem to have taken it extremely wide. They've even been bumped up by eddies, which I'm sure Tia will be able to confirm for us as soon as possible. Keys are coming through now. Keys M3, looking strong. No chance they're going to be caught up. And right down at the end, seems after them we have Queens. As you said, Andy, look as if they've had a bit of a struggle, but no one's touched them.
If you don't mind me saying, I think it's a bit of a formality. I mean, I think we've just witnessed the best of the action. Is there anything happening further at the course at all, do you know?
No, we have a pair that appears to be all that we can see for now. Evan, there's a lot of crews bummed up far down the long reach by the looks of things, but that's all there is now. We've got the final boats coming through here.
Andy, I think it's just back to you just to sum up what you've seen so far.
Can any of my two competitors confirm if Trinity Hall managed to bump up on Claire 2?
That's excellent stuff. Well, I think where me and Abby have been, we've witnessed pretty much just some solid rowing. There were some big gaps which sort of narrowed, but I think it's just around the corner here from Grassy. There may have been a few other bumps, but so far the pack, I think, how many bumps were there in the first bit?
Well, so what we can confirm has happened, so we believe Eddie's first boat, they bumped up on Selwyn's second boat. It looked like Tip Hall 2, they were going to bump up on Claire 2. That would happen fairly early on, just the other side of first place. We confirm that as soon as possible. And then three bumps lower on down in the division. Gerton 2, they were bumped by King 2. Maggie 3, they were bumped by Jesus 3. And then that final one, Robinson 4, Robinson 2 even. They were bumped by Claire 4 first boat, leaving Queen 3 with an easy row over. So we've got a couple of row overs, which we will confirm when we get the confirmed results, but that is how things stand for the moment.
Lench Bumps.
Cam FM.